Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hi friends, this is Laura Adams. I'm glad to have you joining me for another weekly edition of Money Girl. For more tips and advice that don't make it to the podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter and follow me on social media. You can do that on the Money Girl section of quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, you can also read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 367, called How to Get a Home Loan with Bad Credit. This episode was inspired by a Money Girl podcast listener named Robin from Mississippi. She asks, "After my husband lost his job, we couldn't pay our mortgage and lost our home due to foreclosure in 2008. Since then, we've felt hopeless and haven't paid much attention to our finances. But I'm 45 and ready to stop sticking my head in the sand. We want to buy the home that we currently rent, but don't know if we could ever get a home loan with bad credit. This is a terrible, embarrassing, and scary situation for us. But I do have a great job with benefits as a nurse and am contributing the maximum to my retirement plan. What's your advice?" At the end of this episode, I'll answer Robin's question about getting a mortgage when you have bad credit. We'll also cover tips for surviving a financial crisis, getting back on your feet, and rebuilding your credit as quickly as possible. At some point, almost everyone experiences an unexpected crisis that rocks your financial world. It could be losing your job, getting a huge medical bill, or having your car break down at the worst possible time. Here are 5 tips to manage the emotional stress that you might feel during a personal financial crisis. Tip number 1, stay positive. As difficult as it might be to put a financial crisis into perspective, it's critical. No matter what challenge you're facing, such as foreclosure, bankruptcy, or a mountain of debt, you're not the first. Millions have gone through a similar financial disaster and survived. Now, I'm not trying to minimize the stress that comes from a financial catastrophe. Just remember that creditors can sue you and garnish your wages, but they can't put you in jail or eat you. Be grateful for what you do have and remember that you're still better off than millions of people on earth who struggle to find food and clean water on a daily basis. Tip number 2, accept the situation. Life throws us financial curveballs. That's just the facts. The key to handling them successfully is to be realistic, not to stay in denial. Robin mentioned that she's been putting her head in the sand for some time. Unfortunately, if you don't face money troubles head-on, you can compound the damage. Instead of focusing on the problem, being angry, or feeling stressed out, channel your emotions into finding solutions. That means stop internalizing the issue or keeping it a secret, and start talking about it with people such as your family or counselors. Turn to people you trust, such as a spiritual advisor, a financial advisor, a legitimate credit counselor, or an attorney, depending on your situation. They can help you consider solutions to clean up the problem and make sure you never have to deal with it again. Tip number 3, survey the damage. Once you've accepted that you're in financial trouble, it's time to survey the damage by completing 3 tasks. They are creating a personal financial statement, recording your spending history, and checking your credit report. I cover these in detail in my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, but here's a quick explanation of each. For the first task, create your personal financial statement or PFS. You do this to get a bird's eye view of your entire financial situation. Your PFS is a list of your assets, such as cash accounts, investments, real estate, and vehicles, and your liabilities, such as mortgages, loans, and credit card debt. When you subtract your total liabilities from your total assets, you've calculated your net worth, which is an indicator of your financial health. If you're in financial trouble, you probably have a low or negative net worth. The second task is to record your spending history to see your cash inflows and outflows for the past several months. Now, you may be doing this already if you keep a budget or spending plan. And if not, well, it's time to take a cold, hard look at where your money is going and cut all expenses except the absolute necessities. And the third task is to check your credit report to find out what your credit history looks like. You can get it for free once a year from each of the three national credit reporting agencies at annualcreditreport.com. I created a free tutorial for you called the Credit Score Survival Kit. It shows you step by step how to check your credit reports and get errors corrected. Plus, I give you legitimate strategies to rebuild your credit as quickly as possible. If you haven't gotten it yet, you can download it for free at smartmovestogrowrich.com. Just click the button that says Credit Score Survival Kit. Again, it's at smartmovestogrowrich.com, which is the same name as my book. Tip number four, contact your creditors. If you haven't been in contact with your creditors, start a dialogue with each one immediately. Never try to hide from a creditor because, believe me, they won't forget about you. You'll come out ahead and get favorable treatment from creditors if you're proactive with communication and are honest about your financial troubles. Ask them for solutions, such as deferring payments for several months, setting up a reduced payment plan, or refinancing a loan to take off the pressure. By the way, creditors are likely to ask details about your financial situation, so have information from my previous tip, such as your monthly income and expenses, on hand when you speak to them. And tip number five, maintain an emergency fund. Many times we get into financial trouble in the first place because we don't have a financial safety net. Once you begin to work through a money crisis, make it a goal to accumulate a reserve equal to 3 to 6 months' worth of your living expenses. If that's too overwhelming to think about, start with a smaller emergency fund target, like saving $500 within the next year or putting away $50 a month. Having some amount of financial cushion to keep you safe is far better than having none. Many people, like Robin, who lost their homes during the Great Recession, are now considering becoming homeowners again. But getting a mortgage can be challenging for any buyer, not to mention those with a foreclosure on their credit history.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Most black marks in your credit file, such as a foreclosure or late payments, typically stay there for 7 years. But the good news is that if you manage your credit responsibly, you may be able to get a mortgage before those bad marks drop off your credit report. To get a home loan after completing foreclosure, you must rebuild your credit and go through a waiting period. Here are the general guidelines on waiting periods for different types of mortgage loans. Conventional loans are the most common type. They have waiting periods that may vary from 2 to 8 or more years, depending on whether they're backed by private lenders or government agencies. Those backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac typically require a 7-year waiting period. However, the time may be shortened to 3 years if you can prove that foreclosure occurred due to circumstances beyond your control, such as a job loss, divorce, or medical emergency. And if you cooperated with your lender and completed a short sale instead of going into foreclosure, you may only have to wait 2 years to qualify for a conventional mortgage. In most cases, you'll also need a maximum loan-to-value ratio of 90%, which means making a down payment of at least 10% of the home's purchase price. If you can make a larger down payment, such as 25% or more, that may qualify you for an even shorter waiting period. The second type of mortgage is from the Federal Housing Authority, or FHA, loans. These typically require a waiting period of 3 years. But if you can prove that foreclosure occurred due to events outside of your control, like I previously mentioned, it's shortened to just 1 year. FHA loans require you to make a down payment of at least 3.5%. So if you're just coming off a financial hardship, an FHA loan may be the best option for you. And the third type of mortgage comes from the Veterans Affairs, or VA, loans. These typically require a 2-year waiting period and no down payment, but require you or your spouse to be serving in the military or be a veteran. My advice for Robin and all prospective home buyers is to make sure you have both a healthy emergency fund and down payment saved up. Additionally, you should be investing at least 10 to 15% for retirement. If you meet those requirements and are certain that you won't need to move for at least 5 years, homeownership may be a good choice for you. To consider the pros and cons of renting versus buying, read or listen to a previous podcast called Should You Rent or Buy a Home? It's episode number 192. You can find it by typing this topic into the search bar at the top of the page at quickanddirtytips.com. If you're ready to move forward with a home purchase, the next step is not to call a realtor or start combing through the real estate listings. It's to get pre-approved for a mortgage. Reach out to mortgage lenders, explain your situation, and ask what you need to do to get pre-approved for a home loan. It might take some time, but lenders will help you understand what's possible and how you can become a homeowner again. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.